Hello and welcome to this new segment. We introduced it last week and that is Enjoyed Stories. And we're back again with a new episode. It was fun and entertaining and crazy reading all your stories. So please keep those confessions coming. We're not here to judge. We're just here to offer a helping hand and maybe laugh just a little bit at your problems. And we can laugh collectively as a community. So we will leave the link to the submissions in the description box. So that you can send in all your crazy stories. We love to hear them. What's happening this week, Saiko?
Oh, this week on Saturday. First of all, big shout out to everyone who came through at Mwayuni. That was mad heavy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. And I know you guys are asking when we can come back again. We're definitely going to plan that. Big shout out to everyone at Mount Kenya University. You guys never disappoint. This was our second time. Now, this Saturday, we're going to be at Embu University.
Wow.
Do you know where Embu University is?
Yeah.
Do you know anyone
Fun
from
Embu? Fun fact, Joshua alikuwa ameitwa Embu.
Oh, your sister. Nice one. So that will be your hometown. Ama, on top of doing this campus tour at Embu University, we also do your homecoming. As a strong Embu. And all the six
ama
Embu in the country.
Home. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So Embu. Tabu wambie na Kiembu tunakuja. Wambie ovo. Ovoro.
It's not like that. You see, though, you say Ovo, that's why Jojo never says hi to you.
Yeah, so, Embu, we are coming. It's going to be heavy. And this time around, we're going to be coming with Moji Shot Baba.
Hello.
It's going to be really, really good. So, see you guys on Saturday. Kama hauja register, make sure the link below. The link is below. And then next week, we're also going to be going to where?
To Egerton University in Joro, also a first time. We met a few of you in Kabarak, but now we want to meet the larger Egerton family. So please make sure you come through. Again, it's absolutely free. It's on the 19th. Yes, it's on the 19th. So please make sure you... The sign-up link is in the description box. And Ben, we are not going alone. Who are we going
with?
We are
not going alone. Now, after Kabarak, we introduced a new segment on the Joyed Campus Tours where we also talk about financial literacy.
Wow.
And who better to talk about this and just educate us more than Yellow Card? What is Yellow Card, Wanjiru?
Yellow Card is a crypto exchange company that operates in Kenya and 16 other countries. But over and beyond crypto... They also give you a lot of financial information and financial knowledge. You can send money and receive money through Yellow Pay. Over and above that, we're excited to be coming with Yellow Card. We'll have lots of information. They'll have lots of giveaways as well. So please, Embu, Egerton, very excited. We had a fun time with them at MKU.
Yes. And a lot of you guys signed up and that was just awesome.
Yeah. And also Dairyland, of course. We're coming with the all new Loop chocolates. It's going to be a fun time.
Kenyan love language. Yeah. Nice one. Let's go to the stories of the day.
Do you want me to start or you start?
No, you start. You start. I need to get my love doctor voice on.
Unakawa you ulikuwa una submit your love issues. Actually, if Jared Stories was on radio, unakawa wenye ulikuwa
unakaa wale wa kupiga ku guess the sound. Hiyo ni sufuria.
I told you that in confidence.
Those were numerous bomb.
I started teaching this guy. Then 2 months later when I visited him at his house.
That is a sufuria and that's a nonstick.
Our story number one. I started dating this guy. Then 2 months later when I visited him at his house, it was the most dirty place I've ever been at. Clothes on the floor, at a hack on a gas. Garbage kwa kabati nakaya kutoka January. I was so shocked beyond words. I can't even speak about the bathroom. Ilikuwa na ka public toilet. Told him if he doesn't change, that's what you call mop, it's over. And he's willing to change, but I don't think I can be with him. I already checked out. I couldn't tell because he wears suits and we met in town all the time. I thought he was organized. Chukweni mops, invest in soaps, na umsugwe.
Then I guess maybe one of her first questions should be like, what are your hobbies, what's your faith stand, and a picture of your sitting room. I mean, But if the guy is willing to change, why not? I feel like that's something you can work on.
Hey, but you know that first image of like that, I don't think it leaves your mind.
Sometimes there are people who can push it.
You know, there's core messy and then there's cleanliness.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Young King ata kujaribu ku clean your house and your dem alikuwa na kam.
Clothes on the floor. Ata hakuwa na gas. Okay, but gas.
Yeah, gas is not. Maybe he buys out or...
Maybe he takes out, yeah. Garbage kwa kabati, that's disgusting.
Garbage kwa kabati. Eh, huyo amesema service charge
alipi. Na inakai natoka kutoka
nje. Sema hii 700 sipei caretaker.
You know, a bathroom in a public toilet. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but if he was willing to change, I think she should have given him a chance.
Yeah.
But I think my brother fumbled it on the first impression.
Yeah. You know, kushina mtu, it's more than just tunaelewana, we get each other.
Yeah.
I think it's also down to the...
Oh, definitely. Cleanliness is like up there, man. Nitty gritties. I can't imagine staying with somebody who's not clean. Anyway, hey, let's talk about being petty. Yeah, Ben Kando. That's excuse me, your side unit.
Petty, you know? Forgiver. You know, like
petty forgiver.
Petty forgiver. You get a... Which chocolate is it? Orange crunch.
Orange crunch, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben Kando. So me and my boyfriend, let me put this water down so that I can.
Hata nipoa ni una isoma.
Aya. Here, let's talk about being petty. Mm. Yeah, Ben Kando. So me and my boyfriend were arguing via the phone and we decided to call it quits by saying, juu tunashinda tukiagu, tuachane tu. And we both agreed. Hata kama ni kukosana, mbona mtu anilenge, anilete nguo kwangu 6:30 a.m. He came, knocked the door, and when I opened, he gave me the clothes na akaenda. He didn't even say hi. Then in the evening, ni kama alinotice makosa yake, akakuja na gifts to say sorry, but I didn't open the door pia. To cut the long story short, we're still together. Yeah, wanapendana. You know, sounds,
wapendana.
But can you imagine for him to deliver the clothes by 6:30 in the
you.
Morning?
That's you.
By what time he was there?
That's you.
I don't think I can bring your clothes in the morning, babe.
But you also don't think you would go boda, and... Nazitumana
boda.
Ojumelala. Ay. But good for you. Good for you. Me, I wouldn't judge. I'm here.
Yeah, the good thing is that they're still together. I think sometimes when you love somebody, you can become the most pettiest, dramatic.
Oh, speaking from experience.
Yeah, speaking from experience. I think it's a good spice as well.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And it's really how wanaachana kwa simu and they know it's not going to work.
Na wanaachana, jutunaagi sana.
Yeah, jutunaagi sana, stuachane. Congratulations, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me start with this dude I was dating. He would openly flirt with other women, including his female bestie, whom they'd hang out with in each other's houses in my absentia. And he'd mention it to me casually. He'd give her his car anytime she asked, and whenever I'd raise the issue, I'd be called insecure. And why are you threatened by her and she's just the homie? I'm not attracted to her because she's just my boy. We'd even hang out with her and I'd look like the third wheel. They had inside jokes and they would reminisce on events they attended together, and I would take it as a channel to work harder to cultivate our relationship. God, I was such a clown. You think? Today, if I go on the first date and I hear that word bestie, I'd bolt faster than Kipchoge in his Ineos era. We've talked about this on end on the podcast.
Yeah.
A man or a female who has a best friend of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Safe to say that she's the one who was that willing.
You heard it straight from the man with a book.
And these are the things I'll address in the final chapters. Eh? When you are third willing, but you don't know you're third willing.
That's the name of the chapter.
Yeah. When you're third willing, but you don't know, you know?
Yeah.
And then you capture, anyway. So I think at this, me, first of all, those bestie things are weird, man. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just from a different space. Even some of my closest friends who are men, I don't call them best friends.
How much so?
Yeah, like a lady who's close to me. But I think also when your best friend to a lady and somebody else joins the chat, or if they did somebody, the best friend starts to date, if you really respect them, you need to take 4 steps back. That's something else I also address. Because you address it in Kiswahili. Ndio mshike!
Lex story, do you have the next
one? I'm the one with it.
Tunashinda tumeka pin.
By the way, I don't know why it keeps locking. Aya, okay. Hey, Ben on Anjiru.
Hey.
Where? This is long. Hey, Ben on Anjiru. Just say hey.
Hey.
Mine is a story. Back in uni, I was dating someone who I really liked, and I thought he liked me back. We've been dating for like 6 months, and I decided it's finally time to introduce him to my best friend because she kept asking who the guy was. My bestie approved of the guy and said he's nice and all. I started noticing they became close, but in my head, I didn't think anything wrong. I mean, it's my man and my best friend. What could go wrong? Do you think anything could go wrong?
What went wrong?
No. Fast forward 3 months later, we were arguing. We were arguing a lot, and most of these arguments are just petty things. We end up breaking up, and the first person I ran to is my best friend. She tells me she always knew that the man wasn't for me. The audacity. After some time, my best friend and I started growing apart, like the bond we had wasn't there anymore. I, being the person I am, when somebody pushes me away, I don't try so hard to get them back. One day I'm just chilling, I get a text from one of my friends. It was a screenshot of that guy and my best friend making out. At this point, it all made sense. They had a thing behind my back and acted like I was the problem. It didn't even last. They broke up after 2 months. Question, should we introduce our significant others to our friends? Yeah, I think it's important to introduce the person you're seeing to your friends. I think it's very important for your friends to have very strong boundaries on the person you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm friends with a guy, and then he comes, introduces the girlfriend to me. I want there to be some distance. Some distance, you know. I don't want to be the one always cracking the funniest jokes or trying to come up with, no. Tufai kuzoeana hivyo. Kuna niangalia hivyo?
Hakuna.
No, lazima kuwe na
reason. Mtu ni kujua mtu wake.
Aje?
Cracking the funniest jokes. You don't
want to be the one. Nusiyo deo unatoa zile mbaya mbaya, zile dad jokes. I'm just saying, just create a boundary between you and your person's person.
Okay.
And your friend's person.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because sasa unaona sasa huyu hata hey, Nairobi unaona kenye memfanyia. Do you think this person is the same again? She also wants to, maybe she might, if she's not healed, she might want to cause this more havoc in Nairobi as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's
those
crazy.
Boundaries are important to establish from the jump.
But this thing's also a bit popular when we're in uni.
Yeah. I feel like you went through such a...
No, I asked. We had very strong bro codes, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like, not bro. Your bro code is so strong when it comes up, eh? But as we had very strong strong bro codes.
Yeah, you did.
Did we? Yeah.
You didn't. And I'm trying not to mention names.
What?
Yeah.
Which one? I don't think there was a situation. The only one time...
T and D.
The only one time... What? Oh, yeah, that happened as well.
Don't be too quick to speak.
No, the only one time when maybe I liked a chick and my friend liked a chick, we made a serious agreement. And we said, by the way, bro, may the best man win. And no feelings were caught. I caught a lot of feelings because I was the one who was kicked out of that. By the way, it was very personal. It was very personal, you know?
But are you friends with your...
You know, at that time, when it's look like shade, we even compared ourselves to the Vampire Diaries character. So there was Stefan and there was Damon. And ended up being Stefan. You know, the nice guy who never got the...
Who never got Diana.
Was she called Diana?
No, I don't think her name was Diana.
I can't Elena. Remember. Elena, yeah.
But you guys watch Vampire Diaries like
you never
that?
Watched the Vampire Diaries?
No.
I used to like Vampire. Hey, that era of my life. Delete. But yeah, so create boundaries between your persons, your best friend's person.
Are you ready for the next story?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready? My now husband and I used to have sex in the KU library park in campus.
It's an open field.
This park... Library was the one that was next to OML.
Yani watu wako Stanford. Watu wako Oxford wana discover new things. New laws of gravity. People are discovering the new forms of energy or how to do metaphysics or whatever that is.
I'm developing Teslas.
Yeah, you know. Guys are just... This is what people are doing in front of the library. Like, you don't even honor the library enough.
You know,
that's creepy and that's weird.
We my now even... husband. So at least it ended in.
Oh, okay. It ended in marriage. Huh?
Yeah.
Hiya. Let's go. Man, I've always wanted my girlfriend to be like Wanjiru. Her style, her sense of humor, her vibe.
Thank you.
And the way she laughs at Ben's jokes. I mean, everything about her. I even started copying how Ben throws into jokes in the relationship just to make my relationship match with that one that you guys have always wanted. Anyway, juzi kameniacha na saizi I can't even watch the podcast. Juu sasa nitafunza nani kukua Wanjiru. Kaende pia, sijali hata.
This Kenyan love language is relationship goals.
This is a hot young king. This is a hot young king.
Relationship goals though.
Yeah. So she, you see, your role model. And I keep telling you, ukiendelea hivi utashinda Nobel wewe. And there's like a small token that comes with that. Please don't forget myself and the whole Joyride crew. Because you're a role model.
Yeah. To young girls out there. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. But that's so funny.
But please, guys, we're in no way advocating.
But sasa ameniacha, and now the guy can't even watch the podcast anymore because
it
reminds him.
It's beautiful that you're inspired by what we do, but it's also important that we... You let someone be who they truly are.
But it also reminds me of if your ex had introduced you to a joint after you break up, do you stop going to that joint?
Like I still go to one food place. I still go to one food place till today, and we go with you. Nivilo upendangi sana your place.
Why do you think sipendangi? Do you think I just don't like that food?
Yeah. No, I know, because it's in a dingy place and no, you don't like to park
you
in
think
dingy
that.
Places.
You genuinely think... Mimi mwenye wenda kamakis ndani. When we even go to kamakis, I'm the one who goes to negotiate with those guys. Nanza kulamtura from this end.
Yeah, those
that
are your
end.
Peoples.
But you think I would dismiss it because it's dingy? It's because those waiters told me stories. First they was like, usimuona amenyamaza hivi. Ujuzi alikuwa anapiga nduru hapa.
Next stories. What are your views on couples who take breaks? Is it productive or counterproductive, especially if during the break one party gets involved with someone else? I've seen couples who take breaks and then they come back together and they're stronger. I've seen some, especially if they get involved with other people, it doesn't work out. Me think it's case by case.
Do you know where they say that if you love somebody, you let them go? If it was meant to be, they will come back. I think that's the case.
Nakumbuka ukiniambia line kama hiyo. Sasa unirudi. I remember like it's just come to me ukiniambia line kama hiyo. Man.
Did it work? Aren't we married? All I'd say is that it's 50-50. Sometimes it can work.
Case by case, yeah.
Sometimes unaweza enda upate unafuatilia rorashio online. Pia uko hapo na type congratulations ukilia. Congratulations. Yeah.
All right.
Next one. Usionge mambo ya pin. So I dated a guy for over 4 years, thought we were going to get married. I used to do his assignments while we were at the university. Imagine. Okay, I go back shave kidogo kwa lecturer. Used to pay for our dates.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Used to pay for our dates most times and sometimes send him money that I later learned that he was giving it to other girls. It's such a warped story, but what hurts me the most is that by the time of the breakup, he owed me some money. Whenever I'm broke, I'm tempted to ask him to pay. Then I remember to collect my dignity and go be broke in peace.
I like that. You remember to collect your dignity. Always remember that. Don't lose sight of that. Always remember to collect your dignity.
She used to do assignments for him. She used to do assignments. Hey.
You with your many girls in uni. Did any
Come
of them
on,
do
what do you mean many girls in uni?
Any
and my mom is watching this.
Did any of them do the assignment for you?
Hey, I think I was dating the wrong ones, man. Oh, cool. I could. Okay, maybe could print group work.
But you look at mama demo ko and you print your group work.
Sindio stuko group moja like sawa unamwambia utashughulikia hii alafu UCU 100 and all those.
Trash.
Those general, what do you mean trash?
Trash. Like you need to print here.
You have to survive, man.
Now, you weren't in a relationship. You just knew they had the hots for you.
I'm not going to talk about
Nera. It. Nera what, guys, collectively? Except my man.
Oh, so you there. But yeah, that's I think you should need to look for, I don't know where she can get a red paint as a painter, but just for one day.
She's the clown of the year. Just she's the clown of day. The giant story.
And I love them put white powder.
But I'm happy you saw the light.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny though. Yeah, but she saw it could be interesting to more auctioneers.
Kukuchukua? And I wonder ni how much. Ungesema ni how much.
Na mnyanganya hizo Timberlands. Ni mimi nilinunua Garissa.
I think we have.
Garissa Lodge. One more.
One more. Two more. We have two more Jared stories. But they're really interesting.
Yeah, they're really, really funny. You guys are going through it, eh?
Mnapitia mambo huko. Kwanza wewe wa KU Library Park.
That's mad.
Okay. I'm in a new relationship and my man asked how much I'd want him to give me as a monthly allowance.
And it's a new relationship.
No, ni mwanaume anauliza.
Oh, this is a guy?
No, the guy is the one who's asking the lady, oh, how much do you want?
Hey, omera bwana. Hey, this Yaya man. The bar is too high.
This Moranga man.
Hey, where? Tatigay zero.
First, I was confused. Because I can speak for most of us, understanding girlfriends, hatujazoea. Add understanding wives. I was honestly like, no.
Oh, okay.
I was honestly like, no pressure. I won't limit you from spending on me whenever you want. If you see I deserve the finer things in life, then who am I to say no? So moral of the story is, men should keep their women happy. I'm joking. Toulouse.
Oh, she's joking.
Yeah. Toulouse.
Oh, so it was a fantasy.
No, I think she actually, it's not a fantasy, it happens, Ben. Hard to believe that it happens.
Okay, let me ask guys. Guys, on a scale of 1 to 10, how real do you think this story is? I feel like this story is made up. Very good comic story.
Only a Moranga man would say that it's Jabba stories that a man is giving. It happens, okay?
Do you know any of your friends who it's happening to? So what are the odds? What's the probability that even in your own circle, you don't know anyone who's getting...
Yeah, but show me your friends and I'll show you the kind of person. We are all the same.
So what's the probability that it's not happening to even your close friends, but it's happening to somebody on Jared's
face? I'm happy for you, sis. And I hope he loves you and I hope he is right for you and I hope you're happy in that relationship. Mm. And I hope it's meaningful because it's a beautiful thing when a guy wants to spoil you and love on you.
That's your parting shot?
Yeah.
Mine is just... 5 words. It will end in tears.
It will not. It will not, okay? It will turn into something beautiful.
In fact, tears see machozi. Ni phases. I don't know. I don't believe in that kind of the relationship where you pay somebody.
It's not paying. It's a monthly allowance. It's like, go get your nails done. It's not paying.
Would you want a monthly allowance?
Yeah. Actually, I would.
Really?
Na ata hako muliza, would you want a monthly allowance? I'm surely bondia. Chic, babe. No, no, this Moranga man, would you want a monthly allowance?
Hey, see, I am man, but you're raising the bar too high. I can already tell he drives a Mercedes. It's probably an E-class.
But it shows you the way you are.
Anyway, final question, final joyride story. Quick question and kick a password in your kasirisha. Okay, guys.
Who's like typewriters?
I'm in a situation similar to the one of the 21-year-old Wanjiru. I really love this boy, but he seems to be on and off. Right now, as we speak, he has blocked both my WhatsApp numbers and my Instagram. Wanjiru, tell me, please, the exact prayer you prayed in your Ben Akarudi, because I really want to be this man's wife. I'm 21 years old. The guy is 22 years old. Jamani munisaidie. Where? The guy has blocked WhatsApp. The guy has blocked Instagram.
Atawewe, take a hint. Take a hint.
I think this one is crazy. She's crazy.
No, Jubile, I really want to be this man's wife.
Like, and they're 21.
Hey, first of all,
you know, maybe young bro is really hustling to get his life together. You know, 20s are hard,
no,
man.
No, but if you're blocked, that's on another level. I won't cancel your calls. I won't text you. I'm busy.
I won't gray tick you.
I will block you.
That's not just on WhatsApp. I'll block you even on Instagram and any other accounts that you might create.
So she said, like, you're in the same. But I get what you mean. Mm. But hey, take a hint, my dear sister. Take a hint.
Okay. Maybe at least maybe if she can pick up something. What exact prayer did you pray? Just to help anyone out there who might be in the same situation.
That's between me and my God.
You wanna talk when you want to prayers?
That's between me and my God. Pray for what you feel. Pray that God will give you a good man.
Mm. I'm so sorry for all the young
bros.
The
one who send you monthly allowance.
Do you want a monthly allowance?
No,
mean influencer. We can make a partnership. I give you by publicity. Like, we can agree on four posts. Four posts a month. I'll send you a report. Guys, thank you. Thank you so much for all the stories.
I love you. Build my name.
Yeah. I'll build you. So, no, Twitter squeezy. We can, that is just one post. We can do four. Thank you so much, guys, for watching the Jared podcast and for listening in. These are the Jared stories. Make sure you send in your anonymous stories, anything that you want to confess about. We're going to leave a link in the description box below. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. See you next week in Egerton University in Njoro and also Embu University on Saturday. So the registration link is on the description box below. Your description box image links. Love you guys. Adios.